Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So here's a tough challenge. Taking the law school college entrance exam, known as the LSAT, now imagine doing it from prison, without access to computers, the internet, or even a quiet space to study. Well, Bernard McKinley took the LSAT while he was still incarcerated at Stateville Correctional Center in Illinois. Now he's released, and he's been accepted into Pritzker Law School, where he starts in the fall. Back in November, we brought you the story about a group of men who studied for their bachelor's degree through Northwestern University while incarcerated. Bernard McKinley was part of the first cohort of the Northwestern Prison Education Program that graduated in the fall, and now he's earned a spot in law school. Bernard, welcome to Here and Now, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
I also want to welcome back Jennifer Lackey, who's the founding director of the Northwestern Prison Education Program. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me back.
So, Bernard, tell us, it's a very exciting opportunity ahead. You're going to law school. What made you want to study law?
During my time in incarceration, you know, I was able to witness many inhumane injustices going on, you know, whether it was dealing with conditions of confinement or brutality against incarcerated individuals. And seeing how the lack of ability for those individuals to, you know, even have a voice to defend themselves, you know, it sparked a passion in myself to not only have that safety valve to protect my rights, but to also help them protect theirs.
Just how hard was it going through getting your bachelor's degree, studying for the LSAT while incarcerated? You were part of the Northwestern Prison Education Program. How did that help you?
You know, being around a community of individuals who definitely want to see you do good for your future is definitely helpful and rewarding, given the fact that prison is inherently a negative environment, so just finding that quiet space to be able to study, knowing that the most subtle of noise can interfere with that, can be problematic. However, when you have a community of individuals that you are living amongst and are supporting your goals and dreams, you know, they help in making that environment as peaceful as possible.
Jennifer, I'd love you to help us understand a little bit about someone like Bernard's path, how challenging it is for someone who's been incarcerated to move their life forward in this way.
Well, Bernard is an extraordinary student, an extraordinary person, and model of what can happen in prison education programs. And now he's been accepted to one of the most elite law schools in the nation. Obviously, there are tremendous challenges in studying for the LSAT and, you know, getting a bachelor's degree from Northwestern while you're incarcerated. And Bernard was singularly focused on his dream of being a civil rights attorney the whole time he was in our program.
And, you know, the last time we talked to you, we learned just how important it is for the legal profession to have people with, say, Bernard's life experience of having spent time incarcerated as part of the profession, as part of the understanding to get to a fairer place for people. And I wonder what you think Bernard will offer to the class at Pritzker, because some people might look at him and look at his conviction, and that's all they'll see. They'll see that worst moment. But what does he bring? What does he offer?
Well, I mean, I think especially for the kind of law that Bernard wants to practice, I think that that firsthand experience is absolutely invaluable. So we offer a course every fall taught by one of our law professors that has law students in it and our NPEP students in it. And every time that course is taught, the law students say that they will never practice law the same, because there is something profoundly important and valuable about learning about the law alongside people who have been swept up in it.
Bernard, I bet you had some dark moments in prison when you weren't sure if you'd even get out. I'm wondering what you're personally feeling at this point in your life. You've come very far from back when you were 16.
I refused to have given up. You know, I was determined to, you know, chase my goals and my dreams, and to be able to sit here now, and it's surreal. And I'm getting a little choked up now, so that's why, you know, you might hear me stuttering a little bit, because it took a lot to get here, to be motivated, not only mentally, but also physically, to, you know, just know what you wanted best in life. And, you know, to be sitting here actually in Northwestern, in one of Northwestern law school offices, to have this interview is profound. And it just speaks to my determination to succeed. And don't take no as the end, to know that, you know, whatever I put my mind to, I can accomplish.
So, Bernard, I'm wondering, you know, you just told us you're at Northwestern right now, but you're headed to one of the top law schools. Are you thinking about, you know, just the way people will look at you and perhaps judge you for being there, and how, you know, maybe you're going to deal with that?
I've been able to adjust to those type of attitudes over the years. Even, you know, not dealing with them per se, but other individuals who felt like I didn't deserve this moment or even deserve to walk out of prison. For those that come with the negative energy, I've done 20 years in prison. I lived among negative energy 24/7. So it wouldn't be nothing new, but it's just going to be added motivation to show that I deserve the seat that I was given here.
I imagine you're an inspiration for some of the people who you were incarcerated with. Are you still in touch with folks who are inside? And what are you hearing from people?
I've heard from a few individuals, and it's been all positive. And I know every time that I walk out that door and get on that bus to come to these schools, I know that, you know, I'm not only doing it for me, but I'm also doing it for them. And I know a lot of their happiness are being lived through the actions that I display every time I come out into this community and show what people that were formerly incarcerated have to offer to society.
I wonder if you can expand on that a little bit. What do you have to offer to society?
Well, I have firsthand experience of how America's legal system needs to be fixed, for the lack of a better word. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the mass incarceration that America has created within its penal system, with the lack of proper education, only prepares a person to come back into society ill-equipped to be able to contribute in a positive way. And in my opinion, does nothing but perpetuates the recidivism rate that so many people likes to point to.
Jennifer, when you listen to Bernard talking, and I know that you're one of the people who goes into the prisons to teach courses, these bachelor courses, when you hear what they bring, how do you feel like an education program moves us ahead as a society?
Well, I always say that you can't work in a program like ours and be in classrooms like ours at Stateville and not see the power of education. You see it with your own eyes from week to week, month to month, and year to year. I mean, one of the things that's striking is that we have 80 students now in our program at Stateville. So we have four cohorts of students. And I think the younger cohorts look at the graduates and they see, you know, they have known some of these graduates for decades while they've been incarcerated. And they'll have come back to Stateville after being gone at another prison for 5 years or 10 years and say, oh my gosh, that person is so different. And I think that when you are, you know, doing this work day after day, my own view is that more and more people should be inside prisons, seeing the people that America is incarcerating, because they have so much to offer their communities back home. And I think that programs like ours are helping to facilitate the return to community and to doing the kind of work that I think many of our community members would have done and would have been passionate about doing, but just never had the opportunity to cultivate those particular gifts.
Jennifer Lackey is founding director for Northwestern University's Prison Education Program, and Bernard McKinney is the first graduate from that program to be accepted into law school. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.